A somber Friday prayer for American Muslims. Worshippers at the Islamic Center of Washington mourning for victims of the New Zealand mosque shootings.
Everyone that I was around was crying around me while listening to the khutbah. And I think everyone just felt this collective grief for all the victims in New Zealand.
The shootings at two Christchurch mosques during Friday prayers killed 49 people and wounded dozens of others. The gunman is believed to be an Australian citizen. The country's prime minister described the suspect as an extremist right-wing violent terrorist. The White House strongly condemns the attack, calling it a vicious act of hate.
I think it's a horrible, disgraceful thing and a horrible act.
President Trump offered U.S. assistance but did not call the shooting an act of terrorism. Nor does he see white nationalism as a rising threat around the world.
I don't really. I think it's a small group of people that have very, very serious problems.
The latest data from the Federal Bureau of Investigations shows a 17% increase in reported hate crimes in the U.S. The head of an American Muslim advocacy organization is holding Trump accountable.
Mr. Trump, your words matter. Your policies matter. They impact the lives of innocent people at home and globally.
A social media post by an account believed to be the shooter linked a manifesto filled with white supremacist, anti-immigrant, and anti-Muslim sentiment.
These shootings are extreme reflections of the increased rise of white nationalist rhetoric.
Metzl believes anti-immigrant and anti-minority political rhetoric have driven white nationalist ideas mainstream.
What I worry about is not just these online communities which have been there for a long time, it's also the ways in which this particular violence against vulnerable minority communities and the rhetoric that underlies it has become much more normalized in our political sphere.
In their mourning, Muslim communities in the U.S. are increasing vigilance. In some cities like New York, worshipping is done under heavy police protection. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News at the White House.